Hey, do you like fruit? I sure hope you do. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We are in John 15, 1 through 7. We're going to talk about fruit today. Specifically, I've called episode 52 in the Gospel of John, Secrets of the Vine. Secrets of the Vine. It's the last week of the life of Jesus. He's headed to the cross and he is speaking heart to heart to his disciples. He says this, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. I'll stop today and we'll pick up the story tomorrow. But secrets of the vine, I want to talk about fruit bearing, and let me give you this radical idea. What God wants for you is abundance. In other words, more fruit, more fruit. This is amazing. You might be like, man, this sounds like prosperity preaching. It's not. It's not prosperity speaking. This is truth. In this verse, we see multiple times where he says, he wants you to have more fruit and much fruit. Much fruit is abundance. You can have a little bit of fruit, you can have more fruit, and you can have much fruit. And even if you're not an English teacher, you can understand that what Jesus is promising is a lot of fruit. He wants you to have fruit. Sometimes I catch myself praying to God and being like, God, please help me to be fruitful. God, please let the teaching bear fruit. Let people's lives be impacted. Let us reach more people. And I feel like I'm convincing God of what he's already promised. He wants us to bear more fruit. When you go out to work and you're praying that your life would be an impact on your coworkers, that they would see the light of Christ in you, that they would come to know Jesus, that you would have a chance to evangelize people in your life and to your kids and your spouses and on. That is what God wants for you. It's abundance. It's abundance. Look, he's not talking about money here. That's the least of the things. I mean, he's not talking about houses and cars. That's nothing. That's so irrelevant in the picture of true fruit. True and lasting fruit is spiritual. True and lasting fruit is joy-giving. True and lasting fruit abides forever. The only way to abundance, you say, I want that abundance. How? The only way to abundance is abiding. The only way to abundance is abiding. You must abide in Christ. That's how you bear fruit. You abide in Christ. He says, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish will be done for you. Are you abiding? How do you abide in Christ? Well, you spend time in the Word. You commune with Him. You talk to Him. You have life with Christ. You don't just wait till Sunday for an hour. You do life with Him. You have life in Him. We live such compartmentalized Christian lives. We think we're abiding, but we're not. You're thinking about God, but you're not really communing with Him and talking to Him. Picture Him in the house with you. Picture him sitting next to you when you're having your quiet time with him. It will change everything as you abide in him. And you do it as you open his word and let him speak into your life and you pray and speak to him. The reason for abundance is God's glory. We're going to see that he gives fruit and promises fruit. It's because fruit glorifies God. The destiny of every follower of Jesus is fruit bearing. You hear people talking about your destiny, your destiny. What's your destiny? When you read these verses, Christ is reminding us that our destiny is fruit-bearing, and it happens as we abide in him. When you abide in Christ, you can't help it. You cannot help it. Your life will be fruit-bearing. What God wants for you is abundance, more fruit. Number two, how God brings abundance into your life. This is going to be a hard one. Get ready. How God brings abundance into your life is by pruning you. Listen, man, this is good stuff. He wants abundance for you. You say, how? Well, he prunes you. Just this week, I record these early on, a couple of months before they run, probably is when I'm recording this session. And many of you probably wonder how this works, but I do the study and I try to record them all at once. Well, this week I had my nephew Ben come over and he looked at some of the bushes in front of my house. We were doing some trimming for the winter. And he said, Lena, these things are dead. We need to take scissors and cut them. And he started cutting the dead stuff. And man, when he was done, the thing looked small. He was pruning it, and I looked at him, the 13-year-old kid, and even he looked at me. He says, don't worry, Lena, it's going to come back better, richer, fuller. He's 13, and he gets it. And here we are, men and women of God, we've been walking with the Lord, and he starts pruning us, and we chafe, and we complain, and we murmur, and we grumble. Listen, pruning hurts, but it's necessary. Pruning initially looks like loss. Pruning initially looks like less, but the vine dresser's secret for more is less. Initially, it might look like he's cutting you down, but he's pruning you to bear more fruit. It is necessary. It is a necessary step for abundance to happen. How is he pruning you right now? Look at the areas in your life where you feel the pain. Odds are he's doing a work in you. If you're a follower of Jesus, walking in obedience, he's doing a work in you to bear more fruit. You just wait till the next season. It's coming. So what God wants is abundance. How he does it is by pruning us. Number three, what God does to the fruitless branch is discipline it. There is this truth that he says, if you do not abide in me, you are thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire. There are parts of your life and mind that need to be thrown into the fire and burned. Discipline is always done in love. It is meant to lead us to repentance. It is God's goodness that leads us to repentance. And our discipline, the discipline that God does to us as a father to his child, Hebrews 12, should never be wasted. Don't waste the pain. Don't waste your discipline. If there are areas in your life that God is putting his finger on and causing you some pain, and because he wants it gone, you yield to him in submission and obedience. Listen to me. If you want to be a fruit-bearing Christian, know that it is God's destiny for you, but he'll do it by pruning and he'll do it by purging. Will you submit to his ways? Those are the secrets of the vine. You meditate on these things and remember that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I'll catch you again tomorrow.